AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Big tech on trial. Today, the House Judiciary Committee begins its investigation into big tech. Google, Facebook, Apple, and others. Most of them aren't saying much about this, but Congressman David Cicilline, a Rhode Island Democrat who's leading today's subcommittee hearing, says these are monopolies. Among today's subjects, the tech giants' impact on news content and the spread of misinformation online. Fans are offering prayers for David Ortiz, the Boston baseball legend who was shot in a bar in his native Dominican Republic. He's in a Boston hospital now as authorities try to figure out whether he was targeted. Our Oscar Wells Gabriel has seen what appears to be security camera video of the shooting.
It happens in just a few moments. Footage being posted by several news websites show David Ortiz sitting at a club speaking to another man when the gunman approaches. He apparently says nothing before stepping into a crouch and fires once, nearly at point-blank range into Ortiz's back. You can see the smoke issue forth from the gun as the former Boston Red Sox slugger lurches first upward, then slumped down to the floor, hands clutching at his midsection. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Doctors have removed his gallbladder, says a spokesman, and part of his intestine, his liver, was also damaged in the shooting. New York City's mayor says yesterday's helicopter crash in Manhattan apparently was not terrorism, but we don't know yet why the chopper smashed onto the building's roof. New York Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney.
First and foremost, the incredible New York City Fire Department. They were there within a minute with over 100 people. They put out the fire. They saved the lives. Also, the EMS, the police, everyone responded quickly and safely to it.
But she says it's time for chopper flights over the city to be banned, unless they're essential. This is AP Radio News. President Trump and Joe Biden will both be in Iowa today, and some say this could offer a peek into what a Trump-Biden matchup could look like if Biden wins the Democratic presidential nomination. Iowa is crucial to both their political futures. Reporters asked the president again yesterday about the possibility of impeachment proceedings against him, but he said he can't be impeached because he hasn't done anything wrong.
When you look at past impeachments, whether it was President Clinton or I guess President Nixon never got there, he left. I don't leave. There's a big difference. I don't leave. We did nothing wrong except create the greatest economy in the history of our country.
Scotland's first minister, that's the leader of the government there, Nicola Sturgeon, says Scotland needs to chart a different future path, probably outside the United Kingdom. She cites as problems Brexit and what she calls the horror show of the British government leadership contest. She said increasingly Scotland and the UK are on different paths. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.